He is an American football quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars of the National Football League, the NFL. Considered among the highest touted high school and college football prospects, he went undefeated as a freshman at Clemson, leading the team to victory in the 2019 National Championship game. He set the Clemson record for career quarterback wins, going 34-2 as a starter in three seasons, losing only the 2020 National Championship and 2021 Sugar Bowl. Following his collegiate success, he was selected first overall by the Jaguars in the 2021 NFL Draft. At 21 years old, this young star athlete has always been outspoken about his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and credited it with keeping his feet firmly planted through the success, pressure, and expectations of his position on a championship team. When praised by the media and coaches for his calm demeanor as a freshman at Clemson, he said his ability to stay steady in big moments on the field stems from football not being the most important thing in his life. That's just always my personality. Football is important to me, but is not my life. It's not the biggest thing in my life. I would say my faith is my faith in Christ. That just comes from knowing who I am outside of that. No matter how big the situation is, it's not going to define me. I put my identity in what Christ says, who he thinks I am, and who I know that he says I am. Like I said, it really does not matter what people think of me or how good they think I play. That has been a big thing for me in my situation, just knowing that and having confidence in that. In a post-draft feature story, CBN News noted what he lights up with his talent on the football field. He says that comes from the light that lives within him, Jesus Christ. I don't think anyone has abilities for no reason. He previously told Sports Illustrated, SI, I don't think anything is coincidence. God gave me these things for a reason, not just talent on the football field, but other opportunities to be a light to people for him. He said what's kept him centered despite the hoopla and acclaim from football is a life-changing experience with Jesus Christ in the summer of 2018. As he was about to start his first football season at Clemson, he attended a Christian retreat called The Gauntlet in Daytona Beach, Florida, with South Carolina's New Spring Church. On that retreat, he told Sports Illustrated he was truly saved and that he discovered his identity in Christ beyond whoever he was or who he was going to be in football. Before that experience, he explained, I was lost. I didn't really know who I was outside of being this football player that was supposed to be good and play his freshman year. But who am I outside of that? I didn't really know. His Clemson coach, Dabo Sweeney, told Sports Spectrum why he's not worried about the challenges or his former players' transition to the NFL. What I love about him more than anything is his faith, is he's faith-driven. He's faith-driven. He has built his life on a foundation of faith in Christ. Great mom and dad, great people around him, but he's strong in his faith in the Lord right now. He's an inside-out kid in this world of outside-in. His name, of course, is Trevor Lawrence. Now, beloved, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Trevor Lawrence believes in the Lord Jesus Christ for his salvation, may I encourage you to do the same. Here's how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.